do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Sun porch.
Okay. What do you call the fenced area next to the barn where the cows are placed before milking?
Driving. A lot.
Okay.
Kind of.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
It's made out of rock. I'd call it a block wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top that you carry water or milk in?
A water pail. Water bucket. It's a water bucket.
What do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Well, you call it a water bucket or a water container.
Call it the same thing right on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
It's on which?
The same thing on a barrel.
On a barrel.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What do you call it? He can call a spigot or faucet either way.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, it's a water spigot.
Same thing.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
A bag.
Okay.
A paper bag. Okay.
And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Made out of which?
Loosely woven cloth. Like 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in one of these bags.
Oh.
Great big thing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you mean what you call the bag?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd say bring me a 50-pound, let it be in a cloth bag. I'd prefer it be in a cloth bag.
All right. Would you ever call it any other kind of bag besides a cloth bag?
Looks like maybe it ain't got another name for it, but I can't
like a,
right
a toe sack or a gunny toe sack,
sack, yes,
or a croaker sack?
Yeah, a croaker sack. They call some of them croaker sack. That's really, I said it got a lot of different names for
it. Yeah.
That.
Well, which one of those would you be inclined to use?
Well, I just said bring it in a cloth bag.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Okay, fine. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that big and you hold up to your mouth and blow on it?
A harp.
Okay. And what do you call a musical instrument that's made out of metal? A shape like that and you put it against your teeth and you pick it?
I know what you call them. But I hadn't seen one of them in a long time, and don't guess you ever seen one.
No, I never. Yeah, well, I've seen one, but I never heard anybody play one.
A juice harp?
Juice harp? Well, that's what it is. I know that kind of thing.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a board that's balanced in the middle, and children go?
Oh, that's a seaboard. I mean, a seesaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Oh, I'd call that a play put it for children, but I don't know what you homemade may go around. That's just something for children to go play in. All
okay,
that
you wouldn't have a special name for
no,
it?
No. Because you give it all the name that I would say, that I would call it.
Flying Jennies,
huh?
Flying Jennies, and we used to play.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm talking about. Would you call it a Flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny, yes.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives on?
Wet rock.
Okay. Now, would you describe some different kinds of fences that are made out of wood? What are some different kinds of wood fences?
Oh, you can make a cabinet out of wood.
Well, now, fences. Fences to go around houses or pastures or something. What would you call the different kinds of wood fences?
Oh, you call it a cedar.
Okay.
Yes, sir.